What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know it's fan appreciation night when Shayna Goldman joins the show. Hi, Shayna.
Hello. Happy Thursday.
Sabres Live Appreciation Day. That's what it is.
It is. And we are on the cusp of the Stanley Cup playoffs now with all the matchups set. So without making this a leading question, what series are you starting with, and what's your take on it?
Do I just get to pick a random one?
Yeah, and then we'll go from there, and we'll get through all
Yeah, because we have series, but no schedule, so who's to say what really
exactly.
is first?
Exactly. I'm not going to ask what you're doing Sunday afternoon, for instance. So,
I mean, honestly, who knows?
Who knows?
All right, should we get the worst out of the way first? Like, let's go New Jersey, Carolina, and just...
Ugh.
Woo. Love it. What do you think? Okay. What's going to happen? Devil's going to overcome all the injuries or what?
No. Absolutely not. That is far too many injuries. I think getting Dougie Hamilton back is going to help them in a big way, but I think the Siegenthaler injury is really crushing. Kovacevic, I think, has balanced out his game with Dumoulin well, but not enough in my opinion. And I think the Jack Hughes injury is huge to overcome, but it is interesting because like last time around, it was the Canes forecheck against the Devils rush game. And it is interesting to see how these two teams have both balanced out their attack. Like the Canes forecheck is still their bread and butter, but they're much better off the rush. And the Devils have a forecheck this time around. So they'll match up better than last time in theory, but no, Canes.
Okay, so Markstrom for the Devils, but who do you play for the Carolina? By the way, I pick Carolina as well, but
I'll take Jersey.
Is it a Freddie Anderson kind of series?
I think so. I think that Freddie Anderson's going to give them, I want to say higher quality goaltending. You just know that it has the durability question mark that's been a problem for literally ever. But with Kochakov, he's had good stretches this year and the potential's there. But I think his game has just been too erratic down the stretch to start him that he's someone you know you could throw in. I'll be interested to see, though, if they handle things similar to last year, where if I remember correctly, it was like game 3, even though they were up in the series, they swapped goalies. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if there was something wrong with Anderson and that was the decision or just to make sure Kochakov stayed fresh. I will be curious if they do that again this year.
Marty, next series.
Okay, I'll pick that one because we're going to stay in the Atlantic, not in Atlantic, in the Metro. So let's go Washington, who is going to face the Montreal Canadiens who clinched last night. By the way, great, great moment after the game in fan appreciation night when the one Montreal Canadiens fans brought the Hockey Fights Cancer jersey, Brendan Gallagher, that had written inside for his mom. His mom passed away this year. It was awesome. The vibes are so high, Shayna, so high in Montreal. They're crazy. But can they beat the Washington Capitals?
It's going to be really tough because the Capitals have taken a step back lately. And I think two things are the reason why. I think goaltending has been a problem for this team. And with a healthy Logan Thompson, I think they'll get back on track. Even though his game wasn't perfect before he got hurt. Montreal has the juice. They have it offensively. and they have it in net. Their defense really concerns me, and the Capitals have a deep lineup, and I think that top nine is going to create problems for the Canadians, especially after the way Montreal played the last couple days. They have risen to the occasion when they need to, and I think they step up their game when they're playing top opponents versus these easier nights, and it's kind of like the signs of it being a young team. I still give Washington the slight edge, but who knows, right? Like, this could be that upset to watch.
I got Washington, too. So we're two for two with together, Shayna. Duffer, what do you
Washington.
Got? Okay, so Duffer's joining the do you think they can win with Charlie Lindgren if Logan Thompson's not ready?
I could see it. You know, like, he didn't just forget how to mine the net, right? Like, he's had good stretches, too, this year. It's just both teams down the both goalies down the stretch started to struggle a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's because they started changing up the rotation. But I think if he gets in a rhythm and plays a little bit more often like he did last year, maybe it'll work better for him.
Okay.
Battle of Ontario. Shayna.
Okay. This is a trap series for the Leafs. On paper, the Leafs are the better team. There's no doubt about it, right? Because as close as they are, they're both like around break even in expected goals. But you see that the Leafs generate more offense and they convert on them. They have the big guns, right? And with Tavares playing the way he is and Matthew Nyes, it's a big difference from last year where you have an entire top six going. It's not solely on Matthews, Marner, and Nylander. I expect Nylander to pop off. I expect Matthews to be the guy. And I think he's looking better and looking healthier down the stretch. Marner is the one question mark for me. But I think that maybe Four Nations helped kind of rid those demons for him. That being said, I'm picking the Senators. No. I don't care. I'm throwing logic out the window. This feels like the Senators are going to be the pesky Sens who disrupt things. They won the regular season series, which I generally don't account for, but I just feel like they know that this is their moment.
Okay. Can Allmark outplay Stolarz? Because it has not been the best in the playoffs for Allmark, even in Boston. So Stolarz, not that he's proven in the playoffs either, but I think it comes down to that. Can Allmark outplay Stolarz?
I'm going to say yes. I think that he has something to prove now that he is healthy and in the playoffs, unlike that time in Boston when he actually started. He has, what, 10 playoff games to his name, while Stolarz has 35 minutes of postseason experience. That is it. And yes, it was on his way to a Stanley Cup, but it's very different. You have two big questions facing these two guys. Can they be starters? Can they play that repetition? And can they do it in the postseason? And I wonder how much the series is going to show for both of them. And obviously only one's going one round, so there may still be question marks, but I think Linus Allmark has got to be extremely motivated to prove that he can be the guy. And I think he showed in the regular season that he could be.
Okay, so I've got Toronto. You've got Ottawa, Shayna. I assume Duffer has Ottawa because he'll never pick Toronto.
No,
so,
I always pick Toronto. So you never listen, which is
no, you pick Toronto,
again.
But then they lose. So then it's like the reverse jinx thing. And
well, I honestly, I'm going against what I believe in Allmark. And that's why they swept the season series from Toronto. But as much as I think Allmark will be sensational, I don't think that Ottawa will win the series. So
okay, so now we're against you, Shayna.
Unreal.
Unreal. Okay, which leaves us with Tampa, Florida in the East. I got a Tampa. I think Tampa makes it to the finals.
Yep.
I think Tampa is the best team in the East. So that's what I got. Kucherov is lights out. Vasilevsky has been much better this year after the surgery a year and a half ago and last season. So I got Tampa. Where do you see that series go?
I am with you with Tampa. Going into the season, I said Tampa Bay is going to Stanley Cup final. I am not backing down now. They have proven me right all year. That core is playing on such an elite level. Every part of it, right? Andrei Vasilevsky had a tough start to the year. By January, he got right back into Vezina form. And I have no concerns about him going into the series because he knows how to bring it in the postseason. Yeah. The supporting cast, those decisions to bring back Ryan McDonagh, I think, completely revitalized Victor Hedman. And Hagel and Sorelli are crushing it. I think Gord was a perfect addition. Hopefully they get Bjorkstrand back soon. Like, to me, this is the team to beat. Sorry, Florida. Like, it's nothing against them, too. Because, like, this should not be a round one series.
Okay, Duffer, what do you got?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Florida is going to be supposedly everybody's available for game one. So we're looking at a much different Florida teams that we've seen the last month.
Well, what we would be looking at is a Florida team that we've actually never seen before.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is the great unknown. It could be argued in some ways this is their best roster, and yet they've been to the final the last 2 years. Maybe I listened to both of you too much. Maybe my heart belongs to Brandon Hagel. Boy, I would have had the buzzer already if it was Family Feud or Jeopardy or any other game show. All right, you guys convinced me. I'll take Tampa. So
Florida's winning now that we all three agree, right?
100%,
yeah, that sucks. Yeah. I'm not sold on Bobrovsky. He's not shown me that he can always steal the series and he can find that form, but I'm not sold on that.
And I'm not sold on Vanacek stepping in for him at all.
Well, no, that's not happening. If they get there, that's see you later. Connor Hellebuck, we're talking about goaltending. Can he beat the St. Louis Blues? Because that is going to be the big spotlight after the disastrous playoffs he had last year against Colorado.
I think that the Jets' defensive structure is miles better than it was last year. And it, oh my God, did it fall apart last postseason, right? Like that was the nail in the coffin that the defense fell apart because he looked like a complete pumpkin out there, but he had no support. So I'm going to say it is time for playoff redemption for Connor Hellebuck, even though I am still saying the Jets have overplayed him and I'm a little bit worried about the Ehlers injury. I think this is going to be a low-scoring series, though, because these are two of the best defensive teams in the league. I think if Holloway was healthy, maybe this conversation would look a little bit different. I'm going to say it's going to be the Jets having a very slight advantage.
Yeah, I picked the Jets, but if they give Jordan Binnington the opportunity to be big game Binnington in game six, game seven to win a series, it's going to be tough for the Jets. But I think the Jets are the better team, so I'm going to go with the Jets. Duffer?
I'm with Shayna on the Holloway storyline. I think there's more injuries in St. Louis than, yeah, I mean, even Thomas isn't 100%, and there's many players who aren't. But everyone knows I'm never going to bet against Mike Weber, so go Blues.
Go Blues. but Alex, I follow. The Buffalo fans are going to want to cheer for the Jets too, but that's that. Oh, Dallas, Colorado. I think we almost have to wait because we like Jason Robertson last night. That's big if he's not going to be there for the Dallas Stars. And I think Colorado would win that, but I'm worried. Like, is Taylor Seguin going to be at the best level? Like, he just got back after hip surgery in December, and Jason Robertson and they, you know, Mikko Rantanen, what is his impact? So I'm going to pick Colorado, but I think this is going to be a fun series.
Okay. I had Colorado before the Robertson injuries. I'm going to stick with it. I had my Stanley Cup day one of the season was Tampa, Colorado. And then I got a little bit worried because Colorado's roster was not as strong as we thought and a lot of injuries, but I love that the work that they put into this team, any area of weakness, they fixed, right? You changed your entire goaltending situation. You changed your entire center depth below Nathan MacKinnon. Like, that is no small feat. And I think sometimes that's too many new faces and things get out of sorts, but the way they staggered the trades throughout the season, I think helped a lot. And I think bringing back glue guys like Eric Johnson and now, oh, you know, that guy Gabriel Landeskog, I am all in on the Avs.
Yeah, I'm not all in, but I don't love Dallas's finale to the season, seven-game losing streak. And
oh, you don't like a right side of Labushkin, Brendan Smith, Domba, and CeCe?
It has nothing to – I merely measure wins and losses. So I don't like seven losses in a row, and I don't like the amount of goals they gave up. And
Jake Ottinger struggled.
Yeah, well, I mean, so did Casey. But, yeah, I think it's not hard to lean on Colorado here in this situation for a number of reasons. So,
do you play Landeskog in the top six? The rumor mill says they're going to wait until game three, potentially back in Colorado, control the matchups and all of that. So, but where do you play Gabriel Landeskog?
I play him on that third line. I give him Charlie Coyle and Ross Colton, who I think are versatile players and can like help carry the weight of that line if necessary before throwing him into the top six. And I think it benefits him that the Stars, like, yes, they have a seven-game losing streak, but their poor five-on-five play has been a thing, honestly, since the Haskinen injury and really since Four Nations. Yeah. It's been super obvious how bad they've been at five-on-five. So I think Dallas doesn't have the speed to keep up with Colorado, but I don't know if Landeskog necessarily has the speed to keep up with that top six out of the gates. So I would start with him on line three, maybe power play two, and then see what you need to do, because I think that in games, especially if they're running away with games, I wouldn't mind seeing him start playing with MacKinnon for that familiarity factor to see like if they have the juice. But you can't do that until he's gotten some reps in, and I think until like they can afford to start experimenting.
I got Vegas against Minnesota. I think that's about as easy as a pick as you can get, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. What do you see?
I would pick Vegas as well. I think having Eriksson Ek back is a massive addition. I think having Kaprizov back is huge too. We don't know what level of Kaprizov we're going to see though. I think his injury status is the bigger concern for me. Like, it's the same thing with Sagan. Are you healthy enough to be in the lineup and play game one of the playoffs? Are you healthy enough to be effective are two different things. Kaprizov at 50% is still very good, but can he bring it up to the game-breaking level that he had before his injury? I just think the Golden Knights are a matchup nightmare for most teams. They have two centers, Carlson and Eichel, who can play top competition. They have two D pairs with Theodore and Petrangelo who can match up to the opponent's best. Oh, and then you still have the hurdle line to contain, and their fourth line's pretty good too. So I just think the center depth is a huge advantage for them. It's helped the wingers play up a level than I think we would have expected when you looked at this roster on paper and the defensive depth. It's just too much for Minnesota.
I'm listening, yet I'll just be the outlier here and I'll pick Minnesota. Edmonton, LA.
I am pumped about this series.
Four times the charm?
You know, I'm going to say yes. I have been so back and forth on this one for weeks because I have been burned by it twice. I picked the Kings year one and year two. And then the third time I said, no, I have to go with the Oilers. But the Kings feel different this year. I think Kuzmenko has been a great addition. Byfield is a total star. Deneau is handling those tough matchups. And the Oilers are a much weaker team than last year. I like the swings that they took up front, but it just hasn't panned out. So McDavid and Draisaitl can carry this team around, but I'm so concerned about the holes everywhere else. And now the Bouchard injury is just another wrench in the plans because, yes, Jake Walman can step up and be great on that first pair, right? Like, they looked good together when they've played so far. But now that third pair doesn't have anyone that can move the puck. And I thought if he played on the third pair a little bit, his puck-moving ability was going to help the bottom six that doesn't have enough skill up front. And now you don't have that. So I just think the defensive pairs are not as flexible, and that forward group just looks way too thin.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, Stuart Skinner had a shutout last night, 3-0 shutout of the Sharks. He faced 18 shots, but I don't have the confidence level in Stuart Skinner that I do have in Darcy Kuemper at the other end. I think that comes down to goaltending and the home ice advantage with LA dominating at home. So I'm going with LA this year.
Well, I stupidly went out on the Oiler branch earlier in the week, so I'm not going to backtrack now. But there's only one reason, two, obviously, McDavid and Draisaitl. So, yeah, go Kings, but I'll you can put it in print. I'll take the Oilers here. Okay. Guess what, Shayna? We are right out of time.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. We did eight series in, 12, 13 minutes. That's pretty good.
See you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman, you can find all of her extensive playoff preview work on The Athletic. We're back after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.